Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fábio Tallar of Indústrias Homes. Please, sir, go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the second quarter 2011 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website, www.rumo.com, in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Livaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Livaldo will comment on the company's second quarter 2011 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Livaldo.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you again for being with us today for the second quarter 2011 earning results conference call. As we normally do, I'll make some overall comments about the results we presented, and specifically will be following exposed by Cassiano. I'll focus on the economic aspects that are impacting our businesses today. We believe that many points of our present results are positive. Example given, net operational revenue growth of 3.1% when compared to the second quarter 2010, and of 24.5% when compared to the first quarter 2011. Although, I'd like to highlight the evolution in the EBITDA margin, which has reached 9% when adjusted with non-recurring items identified in our release. I emphasize that this figure is still much distant from the margin we have accomplished in recent past, especially due to the current very competitive market environment due to the over-offer of our products all around the world, which we have mentioned many times since the installation of the economic crisis in 2008, and also due to the appreciation of the real that makes foreign products more competitive in the domestic market. Gross capital fixed formation continues with the trend to decelerate, meaning that within the next quarters, there will be real possibilities of a slowdown in our order entry. As a consequence of this fact, we have changed our guidance for net operational revenue growth before forecast as 10%-20% to -5%-0%. Considering this revenue reduction effect, we also have changed our EBITDA margin guidance before forecast as 12%-18% to 6%-8%. Understand that the pressure for price will go on due to the effects mentioned before. We will keep only maintenance CapEx estimating around 20 million reais for this year. Now I turn the call over to Cassiano for specifics, and I'll be back for the question-and-answer sections.
Thank you, Livaldo. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, everyone. I would like to turn to the slide number three. There is some highlights that Livaldo already covered, but I would like to highlight also the revenue from international markets, where we grew 39%. We reached $20.3 million this first half of 2011, which is a good mark due to the international market is still suffering. We will see later that the Latin America section were the most important area which contributed for this increase. I was also like to talk about the EBITDA margin. If we took out the non-recurring item, this margin would be 9%, and this non-recurring item, it is a restructuring that we are doing, or we did in the first or the second quarter of 2011, and this impacted the results of the second quarter. Now, if we turn for the page 4, here we still see deterioration in the gross fixed capital formation. The data that we have here is the first quarter of 2011. There is an expectation that in the second quarter of 2011, this trend of deterioration will keep, and that's one of the main reasons for we are changing our expectation for 2011. Moving for the slide number 5, we see here a reasonable level of capacity utilization in most of the industry that impacts our business. However, we still see that the industry are not investing in new capacity, and due to that, we are not seeing growth in sales this year compared with last year. Looking for the industrial confidence index, what we see is a stabilization in the last 3 months, which it's important after a decrease from since January 2010, and we expect that the industrial entrepreneurs start to invest more and pick up a little more the confidence to buy our machines. Moving to the slide number 7, there is not big changes in the sectors that we are selling machine tools. It's similar compared with 2010. In the slide number 8, we see a reduction in packaging and automotive sector in terms of participation in our revenue this year. These sectors are not growing faster as they were growing in 2010. Looking now for the castings. In the castings, I would like to highlight the wind power energy. We reached 10% participation in this first half of 2011, and we expect to keep growing in the following quarters in this specific sector. In the slide number 10, we see a growth of 24.5% quarter over quarter. Compared with the second quarter of 2010, this growth was 3.1%. Talking now about the international markets, as I said, Latin America this quarter represents 21.3% higher than our historical level of sales for this area. And we see an overall increase on sales in 2011. In slide number 12, what I would like to highlight is the order entry for the casting business, where we grew this year 34.8%, mainly due to the orders from the wind power energy that we received in the first quarter. In machine tools, we also grew 5.6% year over year. However, in the plastic machines, we suffered a little more. We decreased 28.4%, mainly to the reduction in the investments from our customers, as well as from the strong competition that we are facing with this strong currency in Brazil. In the slide number 13, I have the structure of the cost of goods sold. One thing that becomes more important in this structure is the imported material. We have been increasing the participation of imported components in our machine, and this is mainly due to keep our competitiveness in cost of in cost compared with our competitors. Talk about profitability in the slide number 14. I have here in the second quarter a gross margin of 29.5%, which were impacted part of the restructuring that we did in Italy. The restructuring, the cost of goods sold related to industrial restructuring was 2.9 million reais. If we adjust that in these numbers, we will have a gross margin for the second quarter of 2011 of 31.1%. Looking for the operating margin, the EBIT margin, if we correct the impact here in the EBIT margin, the impact will be 5.5 million reais, then this operating margin would be 4.7% in the second quarter of 2011. In slide number 15, if we do the same for the EBITDA margin in the second quarter will be 9%. And if we do the same for the net margin, then the net margin instead of 2.9% would be 6.1%. Looking at the results by business unit in the page 16, we do have this effect of the restructuring Italy in the plastic machines. We will have a better gross margin in the second quarter of 2011 in the plastic machines of 30.7% instead of 23.3%, and the operating margin would be a negative 4% instead of a negative 18%. The overall reduction in the gross margin of plastic machines is, again, mainly due to the competition and reduction in prices. I would like to highlight two things that I think it is positive and important here. In our casting business, we have increasing volume in sales of casting parts, and also the gross margin of the machine tools business, we do have a 2 points improve in the second quarter of 2011 compared with the first quarter of 2011, even with the reduction price that we have been doing in the last quarter. And this is mainly due to the increase in operating revenues, which dilutes some fixed costs that we have in our factory, mainly because we are very integrated. And the impact of that also help the EBIT margin, which we reach 11.8% in this quarter compared with 5.7% in the first quarter of 2011 in the machine tools business. In the slide number 17, our net debt is 63.7 million reais. Most of these were utilized in our working capital, mainly in the inventory, which consume 54 million reais of our cash this year. And this is mainly due to the expectation that we have for growth in 2011, as well as because we have a more flat production over the year and there is some seasonality in the sales. This probably we will part of that give back to the cash through the second quarter or the second half of 2011. In the slide number 18, here it is our stock performance over the last 2 years, and this decrease in performance in the last 6 months is mainly due to the industrial economic environment that we are facing here in Brazil. Slide 19, Livaldo already spoke about the new guidance. We have changed our grew in net operating revenue for 2011 compared with 2010 for minus 5% to zero. The EBITDA margin from 12 to 18 to 6 to 8%. And our CapEx now will be just a maintenance CapEx for this year, 20 million reais. I would like to say thank you for you be here. And now I would like to open for the Q&A section.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Our first question comes from Mr. Nikolai Sebrel from Morgan Stanley.
Hey, guys. I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and we'll see if anybody else has questions, and I'll ask some more since we haven't done this since last quarter. The slowdown that we're seeing in capital formation, industrial GDP, et cetera, you know, this is something that's all concerned all of us, I think, and I'd like to hear what your likely scenario, your base case scenario is for next year. I think I can kind of suss it out from what your guidance is for the rest of this year, but if FX stays strong, in other words, you know, 1.5 to 1.6 range or somewhere in there, you know, what do you think is a likely outlook for next year? And then if you could follow that into, on a long-term basis, where do you think your margins max out over time, assuming a recovery? And in other words, you know, let's live in a world where FX stays strong, but sooner or later industrial production comes back. Whether or not that's your view in the first part of the question, and I'll leave it there.
Hi, Nick. It's Cassiano. Thank you for your question. It's very early for we talk about 2012, but I'm pretty sure that if we have a strong currency next year and my customers be facing difficult to compete with parts that are imported, and now we probably the country will be importing more parts already machined from other parts of the world. Then my customer will be in a more competitive environment, and probably will be, if this happen, probably will be more tough. There is of course the interest rate also that helps for that. If my customer don't see opportunities to make money machining in Brazil, and he prefer to not run the risk and keep the money instead of investing the money in the bank, then we'll see a scenario that it is tough. In the long term, we are pretty confident that the country will be growing and will be investing, because there is not other way for we grow or without doing investments. And if the country be doing investments, we probably will be in a good scenario to recovery and recovery margins as well. But for we see that, we must, there is too much economic, macroeconomic impact that can happen that is very hard to predict how it would be in 5 or 10 years from now.
Yeah. So it sounds like FX is a key for you guys and your customers, and without some relief on FX, it's really difficult to say, you know, what the future holds. Is that correct?
Yes, I think it's key FX and it's key growth.
Yeah.
Of course, the interest rate also impact on this game, because we would like to see a lower interest rate, which will take less pressure from the currency and will make my customer invest more and add more capacity. I think this is the game. The currency, the interest rate, and the overall growth that we're going to see investments in Brazil over the years. The scenario in the medium long term is good if we see that we expect to have investments in Brazil over the next years. Let's see if in the long term also the currency from other parts of the world start to improve and make and be more strong, as the US dollar or euro,
yeah,
against the real, as well as the interest rate that we have here now start to go down in the mid-term.
Mm-hmm. And regarding current macro conditions, if we assume those, we hold those constant, but that we do see some sort of recovery in capital formation, et cetera, then where do you see your margins maxing out? Or a normal long-term average margin, for example, on EBIT or EBITDA, or however you want to discuss it?
Of course, I would like to deliver the same margin that I delivered from 2002 to 2008,
mm-hmm,
which was a good gross margin and very good EBITDA margin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard to predict if I will be back on that level without has macroeconomic condition clear for we do that. If we have a dollar currency in a better situation and the capital formation also being strong, and I'm confident that the margins will pick up again and will increase. But give you a specific point where it will be, it's very hard now due to the macroeconomic environment.
Well, let me ask in a different way. Your EBITDA margin guidance, your previous guidance for 2011, the 12 to 18, the lower end of that range, would that have required a weaker currency, or was 12% consistent with a currency that's where we are now?
No, if you see with the currency that we are now, if we see improvement in the currency, probably I would be able to deliver a better margin. But which is important, if we see growth, also I would be able to deliver margin. It's not just the currency game that give me better margins or worse margins. This year is more an effect of the currency because I have zero growth.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have growth, as I am integrated, my manufacturing model is very integrated. When I have growth, I'm able to keep good margins even with the appreciation of the currency. If we see from 2003 to 2008, the currency were being strong, were being valuating, the real were very strong from this period, and my margins were actually very good. It's a game of having growth and a more stable currency or a more appreciated currency for we be able to recover margins.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks.
Thank you, Nick.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Luis Valerino from Citigroup.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, Livaldo Cassiano. Several questions also. And to begin with, maybe just to get a little a better view of your guidance, your new guidance. Could you maybe tell us your short-term expectations for each division? Let's say, for instance, that the machine tools business that was pretty weak on the first quarter, but it, growth during the second quarter was actually good, over a decent comparison base. Can we expect it to maintain the pace, or would you be expecting it to slow down again? In line with what you were saying before about the currency and general growth of the CapEx cycle. And also similar with plastic machines. I mean, could we expect further deterioration in the line of what we saw during the second quarter, or should we see something slightly better, more like what we see at the very beginning of the year? And, finally, on the cast iron part, are you seeing signs of new orders, like these ones that you got in the first quarter from the wind power industry, or was it just a fluke? Especially given the macro conditions that we're seeing, do you have any more information on that?
Okay, thank you, Luis, for your questions. It's what was very hard for us to do a guidance in this industry because it is a really cyclical industry, and it's very hard for you give a guidance and actually be assertive in this guidance. If I do that by business unit, it will be harder. But I can give you a very good overview. We do not expect the plastic business to be growing this year. Probably this is the division that will suffer more this year. Machine tools, it's something that should be in the same level as last year. And the casting business is the business that have been growing this first half of the year, and we believe they will keep this trend in the following quarters, mainly because of the wind power energy, and mainly because we are working with some other customers, and we expect to receive these new orders over the next quarters or the third or the fourth quarter. Let's see what's going to happen, but we are very confident that in the casting business is a business that will keep growing and will be the business that will grow more this year compared with the other two, and the plastic business is the one that will suffer more.
Great, thank you. So taking the cast iron parts business, would you expect all of these orders, they tend to be fulfilled, to be registered as sales within 12 months. So during the second half of the year, we should be seeing a formal increase in sales plus new orders?
I think what we will see is some increase in sales, and we hope we bring new orders, mainly in the wind power energy. The orders in the wind power energy is a little different than the other orders. They are more one-year order. That's what we booked in the first quarter. And we hope to receive orders for this industry, not just for 2011, but mainly to the next year. Okay?
Fair. Thank you, Cassian. And just one more question. What is your view for 2012 of BNDES activity for your clients, basically? I mean, are you seeing signs of further support, or do you see it contracting in terms of activity, increasing rates or lowering the disbursements that are planned?
Yeah, the information that we have now is the same one that we had when we were announced the PSI. The PSI it expect to end in December. The interest rate now is 6.5% for customers that has a revenue of about 90 million reais, which is most of our customers, and it is 8.7% for bigger customers. We do not have any information that if this program will keep or not. We are working with the expectation that this probably will end in December. And if it ends in December, then we come back to the other program, the FINAMI, with another interest rate, which it is about 10.5% more or less.
Great. So your basic assumption is that it's going to be over, and your clients will have to take higher cost loans, but still subsidized.
Yeah, we hope it not be over. Let's see how going to be. But so far, the information that we have is the same information that we had when they launched the program, is that it will end in December.
Great. Thank you, Gatiano.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rivaldo.
Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Nicolai Sebrel from Morgan Stanley.
Oh, hey, Cassiano. The next question I have is regarding imports. The primary competition you have is coming from where, if you can identify either specific competitors or maybe just the origin countries. And I imagine that's happening most intensely in the plastic injection business. Is that correct?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, in the plastic injection is where we are facing a more competitive environment, mainly because my main competitor in this division, it is the Chinese. However, we have been seeing also the Germans increasing competition in plastic injection, mainly in the high end of the machines that which are more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this is the environment that we, or the business division that I have been facing more competition.
Mm-hmm.
In the machine tools business, we see also the Germans become stronger. They were always strong, but now they are stronger. The Japanese is a little weaker when compared with the Germans in terms of imports. But we see the environment in the machine tools business is still about the same. The Taiwanese, the Koreans, and the Americans, they still here, they still competing, they still selling machines.
Okay. And then on the foundry front, two questions. One is, do you see a lot of imports on foundry? Because usually that's kind of low value goods that don't make a lot of sense to ship, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then the second part of that question is, you guys have had a negative margin in that business for a long time. Is that really a function of fixed costs, or would it make sense to mothball the operation for a while? I mean, obviously not completely mothball because you use it as an input for your own business, but, you know, what's your thinking on that?
In the foundry business, what's happened? I agree with you in your comment. However, with this currency, even the lower part with already machined with high volume, my customer are giving me targets that their customer are pressing him to reduce cost, and if they do not do that, their customer with a global source picture, they will be importing parts from other places, and they have been importing. Of course, their customers prefer to buy in the local market, mainly because the infrastructure to bring parts and all this is not easy. However, we have been facing from the most in the automotive industry questions for we reduce price in the castings to be able to reach their target. And these have been a much more competitive environment now. The business, the casting business, we strongly believe is a business that we are competitive and we will be back. There is still have a lot of foundries with capacity available,
mm-hmm.
and we believe that as the country is growing, we will be able to come back with good margins, and mainly the home needs that casting. There is not another place that we can make our heavy parts or heavy casting parts for our machine with the same technical and quality that we require for our machines. Then it's a strategic business for us, and I'm confident that in the future they will be back giving us the returns that they have been giving us in 2006, 7, and 8.
Okay. And on the CapEx side, you guys are basically cutting down to maintenance. Is that right? Do you have any plans other than just maintenance CapEx for the next few quarters, for the next year?
Yeah, one of the projects that we have was a logistic project, which will make a lot of sense if we were growing, because we're going to need to be more effective on that. And this will be a CapEx building to manage that, which we are holding that investment now, and we are doing just the maintenance CapEx. For this level of production, we don't need to make that investment right now, and let's see in the future how it would be.
That logistics business is what exactly?
No, it's just to improve our effectiveness in lead time and assembling the machine in the right time, which will be necessary if we are bigger,
mm-hmm.
But right now there is no way that we need that to this level of production that we have.
Understood. But the logistics you're talking about is internal to your facilities, or is it like trucking and rail?
It's internal to our facility.
Ah, okay, all right.
Okay.
Okay. And then, with the current cash position and the CapEx you have, and I apologize, I should have had a clearer view on this. But are you guys cash flow negative right now, or cash flow positive?
Right now, this first half of the year, we are cash flow negative, mainly because of the working capital.
Mm-hmm. How do you see that changing over the next 12 months?
Yeah, we have been changing our production for the next half of the year, and this probably will give us the opportunity to realize some of the inventory and bring part of this to our bank. And what we see in the next quarters is to become a positive free cash flow until the end of the year.
And is that sustainable, or is it just, you know, sort of more like barely break even, and you might need more, you might need some financing? That's really my question. What the financing needs might be.
It's really sustainable. We actually don't need financing. We still have plenty of cash, but it's sustainable. We believe we are very confident that we will bring cash to our bank from our inventory to our bank or our cash and cash equivalents over the next quarters.
Okay. And then a follow-up on the Finami question, which was asked earlier. I just wanted to know if you've seen any effect within your customer base due to the changes in the interest rates that they're charging. Because obviously, effectively, for larger companies, I use that word loosely because, you know, it's a pretty low cutoff, $95 million. Larger companies, have you seen any appetite? It's difficult, I know, to divide, okay, there's a slowdown in industrial production, there's a slowdown in industrial GDP. How much of it is that, and how much of it is the change in financing terms?
No, I think most of that it is not changing the financial terms. In fact, if the guy have the order, they will make the investments. Of course, they will do the calculation to see if with this finance they will be able to give a better return. But at the end of the day, if they have the order from their customer, they will make the investments. We have not seen changes in the mix of customers between small and mid to big customers. In fact, it's still flat, still about the same as was, even with the change in the depreciation interest rate between a big corporation and a small corporation. But it's very hard to say that is a trend, because HOMI always were focusing on small and medium companies, and then big corporations, if there is a punctual change, it doesn't mean that it is a change, but anyway, there is not big change on that.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
Excuse me. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Excuse me. This concludes today's question and answer session. At this time, I would like to invite Mr. Livaldo to proceed with his closing statements. Please, sir, go ahead.
We thank all of you to participate in this conference call and have a good day.
Thank you. That does conclude our HOMI's second quarter 2011 earnings release conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a good day.